Hi, Year 11s. This is Mr. Shirley back again, and now I'm going to be moving on in our discussion of nature in the Power and Conflict poems to talk about exposure. In the last part, I was talking a little bit about the prelude and romanticism and the idea of nature as a peaceful teacher, something powerful that teaches a lesson in a profound and positive way. In exposure, we have a very obviously different view of nature acting upon humans. Obviously, there's a lot of negative language from the prelude in the way that nature is described, especially through the use of dark imagery. But by the end, we get the sense that the poet, since it is an autobiographical poem, is learning something. And there is a progress that's being made through nature, and there's a growth to the poet that's happening. We don't get that at all in exposure. There is no growth, there's no understanding, there's no development through nature. There's only a threatening present. And one of the reasons that is the modernist view of nature and how that has changed people's understanding and view towards nature. Now, Wilfred Owen wrote the poem Exposure in the beginning of the 20th century during a time of war affected by his own experiences in World War I, but we'll talk about war a little bit after we've talked about what modernism is and what it means in the poem. A lot of the times when people think about modernist art and modernist literature, one thing you might think of is Picasso paintings, where everything's kind of frantic and messed up and changed around, and we have these disfigured faces, disfigured scenes. And one of the reasons Picasso did that is in his paintings, he wanted to reflect the unsettled sides of the human mind that we live in every day, where we don't see perfectly clear all the time. We're not perfectly rational people. We do see things fragmented and shaped by our own minds because we are all a little bit crazy. And in exposure, this view is kind of turned onto nature. It's not just exposure either. A lot of modernist poems about nature do this especially. Nature is no longer something purposeful and helpful, but rather something threatening and dangerous to us. So if we're comparing the view of nature in exposure to the prelude, we want to look at the fact that, first of all, in exposure, nature is described repeatedly as harming and almost seeking out and trying to kill the narrator himself. This is referenced even in the first line where the merciless ice winds knife at him. It's a very violent image right away. So, in this modernist view of nature, the beauty of the Romantic era has completely broken. Nature becomes a threatening thing just like the rest of life. And also, unlike the Romantic era, there is no lesson that we get from nature. We do not look back to it, and we do not look back to our childhood in nature and learn things about ourselves. For Wilfred Owen, as a young man in the war, there is nothing that he's learning, and we can see this accentuated in the fact that he asks frequent questions. Is it that we are dying, for example? He doesn't even know if he's surviving. What are we doing here? Not having a purpose for what he's doing. But also, he clearly isn't really learning anything from nature based on the facts that he keeps saying, but nothing happens. There is no lesson that comes from nature, and there is no progress like we saw in the prelude, where the prelude was an autobiographical explanation of how Wordsworth grew as a person. Wilfred Owen is just relating to us a terrifying experience where he was affected by nature, and nature offered him no lesson like Wordsworth experienced. Now, one thing you might want to relate to exposure also is the fact that it is in a World War I context. It's taking place on the battlefield. And the modernist view of nature as a very violent and threatening thing is really important to that because if you look at the way the war is described, he's not actually that frightened of fighting, he's just frightened of surviving in general. So Wilfred Owen in the poem has conflated or confused war and nature. The senselessness of war is now passed on to nature, where nature becomes this senseless, violent force that disrupts his peace as a human being. Even the peace of, or the chance to have peace in death is defied at the very end, where as he feels like he's dying, he actually doesn't. And what you could also relate that to is a possible idea of losing the Garden of Eden feeling in nature. No longer do humans, because of the modernist view, feel like nature is this Eden anymore. It is not a perfect place. Humanity has to live with all the negative, fragmented sides of our minds and our persons, like Picasso was trying to show in his paintings. And finally, what you could also relate to exposure is the philosophical school of existentialism. Existentialism, to make it very short, is the idea that there is no purpose in life preordained to you. You first come into your life and exist, and from there, you must find some kind of meaning through action. And for Wilfred Owen, or the speaker in his poem Exposure, that person is really struggling to find some kind of reason to live. His existence is empty and bleak, as represented in the modernist depiction of nature, where nature is conflated with war. There is no peace in life anymore. It is just a struggle. So, not to be too down, but that's what it is. For Owen, nature is a violent force, as the modernists usually depict it. It's conflated with the setting based in World War I, where the struggle is no longer just with enemies, but to survive at all. And that also ties in with the existentialism of the time, where people were starting to come into the idea that there might not actually be any meaning to life, a struggle which the speaker in Exposure definitely has to deal with. So stay tuned, Year 11s, for the last little bit, which will be on Storm on the Island.